Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chairperson. Excellency, we congratulate you on your election to chair of this meeting. Peru attaches great importance to this convention, which helps to reduce the humanitarian impact of the use of harmful or indiscriminate conventional weapons. The universalization of the convention and its protocols is key to protect the civilian population and avoid unnecessary human suffering of combatants during armed conflict. We therefore welcome Benin, which recently deposited ratification instruments for Protocol 5 and amended Protocol 2. The convention and its protocols, based on international humanitarian law, are key for the following three challenges. One, lethal autonomous weapons systems. The group of governmental experts has for years been discussing definitions and characteristics of laws, but the debates are sterile and the international community has no responses or still less certainties on this topic. This week is decisive for those who believe in multilateralism as the way to find lasting solutions. The report, the 2019 report of the GGE, supports important guiding principles for future work. However, we need to set a timeline with development of a legally binding instrument with prohibitions and regulations on laws adjusted to the principles and standards of international humanitarian law. Secondly, improvised explosive devices. The work of France and Colombia deserves congratulation as coordinators on improvised explosive devices. We welcome the report and we will continue to support this mandate to 2020. Mines other than anti-personnel mines. In this respect, Peru believes it is important that the convention continue to address these. The exchange on policies and good practice on MOTEPAM will help to protect civilians from damage. These three challenges cannot be addressed or overcome without addressing the difficult financial situation. Finally, Peru is convinced that the gender perspective must be incorporated in the discussions to maintain peace and security and to defend the rights of the most vulnerable. Thank you.